We continue while learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyo. We're in Kalim Perichaf Hey Mishnah Dalit. Harova v'chatzi harova. Harova is a quarter of a kav, a certain volume. We know six kav equal a saw, so this is a quarter of a kav. And v'chatzi harova, and a half a rova, half of a quarter of a kav. The discussion here is similar to something we discussed in the second perek regarding what was called a base tavlin shalates. It was a wooden spice container. Here we have just imagine those candy dishes, the made out of plastic. You have different compartments to put different candies inside. So it would be nice if you had, let's say you had one compartment that was larger than the other, because certain candies you want more than the other. Why would you want to make them equal? So here there are two compartments. The block is made of wood. You have two sections to it. One is, let's say, deeper than the other. One is longer than the other. And that's what we're discussing over here. It's a rova and chatzi rova. It's a slab of wood. And you carved inside two separate compartments. Obviously, a wall separates them. And one compartment holds more than the other. One holds a rova of a kav, and one holds a chatzi rova. So the Mishnah tells you regarding tama nitma harova lon mita chatzi harova. If the we consider them this not one unit, but rather two separate kalim, even though they're attached, they're all part of one piece of wood, and they have this wall in between. If the rova section, compartment, becomes tame, let's say from Tomas Mashkim, the chatzi rova does not become tame. And it's ma chatzi harova, if the chatzi rova, the smaller section, the smaller compartment becomes tame, lo nitma harova, the rova, the larger section, does not become tame. Amu lifnei Rabbi Akiva. So they said in front of Rabbi Akiva the following question. Ho'il, and they're going to almost, they're going to challenge this halacha. Ho'il v'chatzi harova achorayim barova, klishe nitma. So they're asking a question based on what we've been discussing for several Mishnayos. And that is, since the Chatzi Rova, that smaller compartment, is considered the Achorayim, is considered the back, the outer side, the exterior of the Roa, of the larger Kli, so don't we have a general rule that where the Kli Shenitma Tocho, where the interior Kli becomes a Tame, don't we say, where the interior part of the Kli becomes Tame, Lo Nitma Achorav, don't we say the outside, the exterior part of the Kli? So we've been discussing, some Kalim have a very obvious interior, an obvious exterior, and then we would discuss kalim that are not so obvious. We spoke about the ox goad, where we call the one section interior or exterior. Let's say you talk about a table, according to some, where the top of these considered the interior, the bottom side is called the exterior. In all of these cases, when we spoke about Tomas Mashkim, Tomas de Rabbanan, we say that if the interior becomes tame, the exterior is tame. If the exterior becomes tame, so then the interior does not become tame. So here we're asking, is that if since the rova is the larger kli, so we should view the chatzi rova, the smaller, that's the rova is the larger compartment. The chatzi rova is a smaller compartment. So should we not view this entire kli as where that the rova, the larger compartment, is the interior of a kli, so to speak, and the smaller compartment is the acharov, is the exterior of the kli? And what's the rule when it comes to mashkim tameim? Tamei mashkim that touches the inside of a kli, so the outside does become tamei. So I don't understand why you're telling me that if the rova compartment becomes tame, the chatzi rova does not become tame. That's not the general rule when it comes to mashkim tameim. Should we not view the chatzi rova, the smaller compartment, as the exterior part of the rova, which is the interior? We should realize that this whole discussion is only with respect to the mashkim, which are mashkim tameim, which are mitame akli midrabanan. If let's say you had a dead sheretz that touched the rova section, the chatzi rova is tame, and if it touched the chatzi rova section, the rova is tame. By tuma d'oraisa, no doubt this is one unit, one entity, and one section becomes tame, the other one will become tame as well. Our discussion is regarding mashkim midrabanan, mashkim tameim, which are mitame akli midrabanan. And say the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva to him that I don't really understand. Whoever asked Rabbi Akiva, why should it be that these are two separate entities regarding the Mashkim Tmeim? When I understand very well, if the Chatzi Rova, which we consider the exterior, becomes Tame, that the interior, which is the Rova, the larger section, is not Tame. But the reverse, why should it be, should it not be that when the Rova, the larger section, which we believe is the interior, so to speak, when that becomes Tame, the exterior, which is the Chatzi Rova, the small section, should become Tame? So that's what they asked. So Rabbi Akiva Amalan responded, Shelkas Kodmin he? This question is of Kodmin, is preceded this, or son is something from the front. So what does this mean? So the Baruch Tanur tells you two possibilities. He says, Kol achas mehen, lovsa, borrowed literally, hikdima mechaverta. Each one borrowed its precedence, its primacy from the other. Kloma, what is that? What does he mean? No, one does not have precedence over there. You think, oh, the Chatzi Rova, the Rova, that's the interior, and the Chatzi Rova is the exterior. What do you mean? These are two separate compartments. One's not the interior of the other or the exterior of the other. Ukshem Shata Omer Shechatzi Rova Acharaim LaRova. The same way you claim that the Chatzi Rova is the back, is the exterior, the outer side of the Rova, Kach Tomar Shaharova Acharaim LaChatzi Rova. One could argue the opposite. One could argue the reverse, that maybe the rova, the larger compartment, is the backside, is the outer side, is the exterior of the chatzi rova. Why would that be? Well, sometimes people want to use a chatzi rova. I want to measure a certain amount of spices, let's say. So I need a quarter of a kav of spices. So what does it help to have that larger compartment? I don't need that right now. So maybe that's the secondary part of the kli. That's the exterior part of the chatzi rova, which is the interior part. It all depends on what I'm using it for. So therefore, that's why we consider them separate entities, and we would not consider automatically the chatzi rova to be the exterior. Therefore, there's two separate kalim, even though they're attached and part of the same piece of wood, and therefore when one becomes tameh from mashkim, the other does not become tameh. Remember, that's only midrabbanan. On a deraisa level, certainly we would say it's one entity, one slab of wood. Once one compartment becomes tameh from a sheretz, let's say, the other becomes tameh. So that's what Rabbi Akiva responded, shel kas kodmin hi, since when is one, does one have precedence over the other, one section? And others claim that's not what it means. Says the Bar Tanura, the Girsas Rabbi Osai, you know what my Rebbeim say? Shel kas Kodmenhi, Lefi Shekito Shel Talmidim Ahuyu Yoshim Lefanov Shuros. Rabbi Akiva had his Talmidim sitting in front of him in rows. Amar lahem she'eluzu kavar sha'alua mimeni hakas shel Talmidim yoshim b'shura hakodemes. That's what it means. This is, kas means like a group, but we use that term when it comes to a pair of edim, let's say. Kas kodmini. This question you asked was in fact asked by the first row of Talmidim in my shir. And you know what I answered? I answered exactly what I answered you, which is, are these really considered two, that one is the primary kli versus the other? No. He says, it's absolutely not true. There, each one is considered its own entity. Oshema harova achorayim lachatzi harova. Maybe the rova is really the backside, the outer side, the exterior of the chatzi rova, because maybe the chatzi rova is a kli that I want that's more important to me. Kli shenitmu achorav lo nitma tocho, and therefore kli that whose outside has become tamei, the inside does not become tamei. And since each one could be considered the exterior of the other, that's why when one becomes tamei, only that compartment is tamei and the other one is not. Some explain that Rabbi Akiva's response is just basically the rule of Safek Darabanan Lekula. Remember, the type of Tumah we're speaking about is Mashkim Tameim. That would be Mektameh Akli. That's only possible Midarabanan. And since there's a Safek, we're not sure which is the correct Kli, which is the primary, which is the secondary, which is the inside, which is the outside. Therefore, we're going to be lenient. When one becomes Tameh, we say the other one is not going to be Tameh because Safek Tumah Darabanan is Lekula. Perek Chavhei Mishnah Hei. Nitma Harova. Harova va'achorav tameim. So now, this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We have to realize that a compartment is made up of the walls that surround it. So there is an adjoining wall, the wall that is used both by the rova and the chatzi rova. Maybe you could split that wall in half. But certainly there are other walls of the rova itself that are attached, obviously, which is the outer wall of the whole kli, of this big block of wood. That is the wall of everything. But we have to look at the rova itself and the wall that surrounds that, the three walls that are certainly around there, maybe of the four walls. So that's what Mishnah is saying now. Nitma harova, harova va'achorav tameim. So the rova is tameh, and the rest of the rova kli is tameh. That's what achorav means. Outside walls are tameh, because as we know, when the whole, remember, the chatzi rova, that was the discussion. Is that considered the exterior of the rova? We assume, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's not. But the rova itself has its own exterior. So of course, course, the rova is tamei, and since the inside became tamei, achorov are tamei as well. So therefore, and by the way, that would be true regarding the chatzi rova. That would be true regarding the walls of the chatzi rova too when it comes tamei. That's the next halacha in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying here that the outside section of the three walls that surround the rova, that container, that compartment, and of course the area underneath it, all become tamei because the inside is tamei, the outside is tamei. And chatzi rova, but chatzi rova v'achorav torah. But of course the chatzi rova, as we said in the previous Mishnah, and it's and those walls of the chatzi rova section are going to be torah because that's not considered the exterior. That's a separate kli. Nitma chatzi harova. Let's say the chatzi rova became tamei from mashkim. Chatzi harova v'achorav tamei. The chatzi rova itself, the inside of it, and its outer side, the walls, are tamei. Harova v'achorav torin, but the rova and the walls of the rova, remember, this is a whole block of wood, so all the walls are really attached, the rova and the chatzi rova walls, but you have to realize, okay, look around that compartment itself and see what section of the wall is surrounding the rova section that will remain tohor when it's the chatzi rova that became tamei, the inside of the chatzi rova. Nitzmo achorei harova. Let's say the outer side of the rova of the larger kli became tamei achorei chatzi harova tahorin. So the outer side of the chatzi rova are going to be tohor. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Why is that? Well, what happens when the outer side of the rova becomes tamei? So the inner side of the rova is not tamei because when it comes to mashkim tameim, when the outer side becomes tamei, the inside does not become tamei. But those walls are attached to the walls of the chatzi rova. Says Rabbi Meir, it doesn't matter. Those are tohor. The outside of the half rova kli compartment is going to be tohor. No, you can't divide the outside. After all, the outside of both of these compartments are all part of the same wall, so they have the same status. So if the outside of one of the sections of the compartments becomes tamei, the outside of the other one is also tamei. Then that's the Chachamim's opinion. Ukshu matbio. Now the Mishnah discussing about putting the kli in a mikvah, where let's say one of the containers is tamei, obviously you want to put it in the mikvah to make it tahor. So the halacha is ukshu matbil es kulo. You have to put the whole thing in the mikvah, similar to what we just said. The same way Chachamim say ein chokim es agabayim. The whole outer side really is the same status. So the same thing is true when it comes to coming to the mikvah. Only part of the kli, one compartment, is tamei, but you want to make it tahor, then both containers, both sections, both compartments, the whole kli has to be placed in the mikvah.